everyone. Just going to make this short and sweet because I only have a minute or so to record this. My guest runs a new open mic in Hapero at Cafe La Fontana. This episode, it was a great episode. The problem is we recorded for about an hour, over an hour and a half, and for some reason it recorded for over an hour and a half, but the audio cut off at 44 minutes for reasons unknown. To kind of maybe record a second how with some of the stuff we talked about, maybe some new stuff. Other is obviously our mic every Tuesday at Puck and Doylestown. His mic is a great room. It's in Hapero at Cafe La Fontana every Wednesday. Sign up at 7:30. We have our video contest for Lawn Boys. Check that out. Submit a 5-minute or less video, an original video. I believe it's $5 submission, $500 prize. That takes place March 26th. Other than that, I think that's all I got. So enjoy what we got of this episode. All right. See you later.
Yeah, the Wawa cards. $50 gets a lot of tasty cakes.
Why would you buy tasty cakes at Wawa?
I am like hung up on blueberry tasty cakes at Wawa.
Yeah, but wait, like pies?
Yeah, the pies. And they're 2 for $2.
Okay. I thought you meant like you bought like the individual packs.
No.
Because I was just like, why would you go to Wawa to buy tasty cakes? You know, it's cheaper to buy it by the box, but not by the box. They do sell them by the box at Wawa, really? But they're obviously going to be more expensive.
Oh,
they sell the regular ones, yeah, but they don't sell like the three, you know, when you buy them individually, you get three of them. You don't get four. You don't get double. Yeah, they give you three. One extra.
You get a chocolate junior.
Now, my dad likes the cocoa nut juniors.
Eating pubes on a sponge cake.
Oh my god! That's, I don't eat coconut, but is it like eating pubes?
Yeah, that's what it resembles to me.
See, they live in Florida. They have Wawas now, by the way, in Florida. Lots of them. They took over down there. They moved in. They're taking out the racetracks. Not actual racetracks. That was kind of their Wawa. They're taking over the 7-Elevens, which were still big because there were no Wawas to take them down. So 7-Elevens were still kind of, you know, nice down in Florida. Nice-ish. And they were nice because there's no such thing as Wawa. It's like them and racetrack. And so Wawa's like, guess what? We're going to come and take shit over.
Racetrack was the name of it.
Yeah, they had racetrack, which was kind of like... Which is kind of like a Wawa, but not as good. And then
7-Elevens look like a Subway bathroom when you walk in some of them.
7-Elevens look like
a bathroom, like a Subway, not Subway hoagie store.
Okay. I thought I was going to say, do you go to the bathroom every time you go to Subway? How often do you go to Subway?
I don't think I've ever been there.
What?
No,
everyone's been to Subway.
Maybe I'm the first one that's ever been there.
Well, you should go sometime. It's not great. It's okay. Anyway, but yeah, they took shit over, and so they can get they more places sell tasty cakes. Like they have some. They used to only get like the basics. Now some other places have them, and they have a tasty cake outlet store down somewhere. It's not that close to them. And then, but at Wawa they can get them now. But he still has a hard time finding his coconut junior, so I gotta buy him for him all the time. Ugh. You know, yeah.
It gets stuck like right there, the coconut.
So you don't like coconut, or you don't like the sensation of pubes because it reminds you.
I prefer shaved women, and I don't like coconut juniors.
So, and when you go down on men,
That's like, fine. That doesn't bother me. Because it's a different consistency.
Is it?
Yeah. I have no idea.
You can be honest. this is a place for honesty.
Yeah.
No one listens to my.
It looks.
No
it
one.
Looks that way.
Yeah. No one listens
it
to my.
It kind of looks
yeah,
like an honest.
No
place.
One. No one listens to my podcast. You can say whatever. You can say whatever you want. No one. No one's gonna find out. Although, if you tell your wife you're gonna be on it, maybe she'll
listen
to it.
I know. That's what I was
so.
Thinking when I was taking a shower.
Say like, some mean things. We'll put them at the end, and then we'll see if she listened to it.
Listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. Just say some mean stuff and we'll edit it in at the end. But we won't add this part because then she's gonna like
wait
skip to the end where she's gonna have to listen to it.
She just got a smartphone, so her face is like buried in it all the time.
She just got a smartphone?
I don't have one, but she just got one because her contract was up.
Are you one of those people who are like, oh, no, I don't have a smartphone. I don't need one. People have a smartphone, blah, blah. Are you one of those?
No, not at all. I had one for... Then short what? Time period, and I bought it for a purpose to track emails from my ex-wife. And when she stopped emailing me, I got rid of the phone.
Oh,
I just didn't want to pay the bill.
When you said track it, it sounded more like you were stalking.
No,
I didn't even know you had an ex. I didn't know you had an ex-wife.
Yeah, I got one of them. Just one.
How old are you?
44.
That's not too. At least. You know, it's not like you're remarried and you're like 30 and you already had the ex-wife in there.
No.
Was it in that, were you in the 20s when the ex thing happened?
I was, well, what did you just say, 30?
Well, no, I mean, were you in, no, I mean, when you, I was going to say, were you, I said, were you in your 20s when?
Yeah, I think I had just turned 30 and we divorced that year.
Because you were putting it. You were
supposed to come over last night.
Because you were porking other women. Is that what happened?
Nah, she was porking other guys.
No. Yeah. Oh, I don't wanna open any fresh wounds.
No,
not, well, not fresh. You said that was like 14 years ago. But still, I don't wanna open any wounds for you.
There's no wounds there.
So, well, if you're okay with talking about it, how did you find out?
I think a week after I moved out, I drove past because I was staying at my sister's who lived a couple blocks away, and I was out drinking, and I drove past my old house, and there was a truck in the driveway, and it wasn't mine, and it wasn't one of my neighbors, and I knew whose truck it was.
They could have just been talking. Maybe she was really
That's
upset.
What I was told, that he Maybe slept she... on the couch, and that he was just there for moral support.
Yeah, he just needed to talk.
So
the reason that you split up was not because she was porking other men. It was other reasons.
There was I think that was the underlining issue that I didn't know about. I worked all the time and came home one night and we got in a fight and she's like, I said, I think we need to separate, and she's like, good, then get the fuck out. And I'm like, all right. And I just got up and left.
But you said we need to separate before I hit you because you don't
yeah.
want to be
yeah,
that guy.
I said,
like
I don't
no one
smack a bitch,
yeah,
so.
No one wants to be that guy.
No.
Like because spousal abuse is very real.
Yes,
and
it is, especially in this day and age.
You
if
don't,
you're in the NFL.
Let's not just stick it on NFL people just because they're in the spotlight. I think a lot of people do it. It's not a good look.
It's not at all.
But the new one, she's faithful. She is.
Oh yeah.
She's
legit.
Great.
She's the real deal. She's all about family and taking care and standing up for us and what's right and what's. Sometimes people ask me, "Do you think your wife would ever cheat on you?" This wife, and I'm like, I really don't. I really don't see that. She works two or three different jobs, so I'm the one that's probably more prone to.
Have you had a podcast
in an apartment somewhere. You thought I was going to say have an affair, didn't you?
Well,
yeah.
Well, that could be your cover. Is you're just doing lots of, you're blowing up and you're doing lots of podcasts.
That's the gym membership.
Who would win in a fight? Your new or your ex? Who would kick whose ass?
I'd say this wife because she's. She's a marathon runner.
Does she fight dirty?
No, she's just, I don't know. I've never seen her fight. My ex-wife would fight dirty, and she probably now weighs about a cool 270, 280. She's a big girl.
And she sounds vicious when she's like, "Fine, get the fuck out." Like, yeah, she sounds pretty cold.
Yeah, like, well, she's an extremely cold woman, and she pulls her hair back so tight that her forehead's like stretched out. That's pretty sick.
She was so cold when we were banging, my dick froze, yeah, and just went limp because it was so cold. Like, it was shrinkage.
What was that?
Seinfeld?
The liquid nitrogen. Wow.
I thought you were talking
about
shrinkage. No. Oh, like if someone tapped it, it would just shatter in a
glass.
Ooh.
Yeah,
have you ever wanted to do that to someone? Just
yeah, that would be really cool. I think that'd be great.
But I wonder how that would, like, after they shattered. It's just like would when it thawed out, or even then, would they know it's a body? Like, if you got it, if it like shattered into like, I don't know how that works. I don't know. I'm not going to try it. Don't worry, everyone.
I'm not. I don't know.
This isn't actually a plan.
I wonder. Because somebody was, who was it that was just saying it to me? Was Corbin just said to
of
me.
Of course it was Corbin.
That the perfect way to murder somebody was with an icicle.
He would talk about perfect murders.
And it was the day that him and I drove to work together, so it was a little creepy. So, because it'll melt and you can never find the fingerprints or the DNA.
Oh my God. Never give that kid a ride.
And that was an episode of like CSI, yeah, or something like that. Never, they found out who it was.
Oh, they found out. So
of course they did. It's television.
Would you be surprised if you found out that Corbin, because you work at, what? It's catering, correct?
Yeah, we right? do corporate dining. Yeah.
And you said now you guys, but you didn't always work together. No. Like now you just kind of are.
We're in.
Is it different companies? And you kind of just.
He works for the company that I work for. He was fed up with where he was working, so I got talking and sent me a resume, and I got him into this company that I'm with. So we just so happened that my company transferred me, and now I'm working at the same building as Corbin. I get to look across the cafe every day and see Corbin's red hair sticking out of his kitchen hat.
First of all, would you eat the food if you saw Corbin preparing it, putting it out? That's first. It's funny.
It does look presentable, yeah. And he actually came and worked in the kitchen with me for a few hours, and I watched him handle food, and he knew what he was doing to a certain level. I was surprised because from seeing him at Puck, I just thought, you know.
But when you look at him, you're like, I don't know.
But
I was going to ask is, would you be surprised if one day you found out that he was putting chopped up humans in the food? Episode of South Park where Cartman does it to Scott Tederman's parents.
You wouldn't be surprised. He's got that quiet.
You just found out that like every meal he prepared had someone's parents in it or someone.
Somebody's stepsister. An earlobe.
Probably would be like a stepsister. So I'm not necessarily his, but somebody's. I don't know why we said, we could have just said sister. Why do we go with stepsister?
Because I don't know. I wouldn't want to chop. I wouldn't never want to feed my sister to anybody.
Well, no, I was saying just like in general it would be probably somebody's. I was thinking like a younger girl. He would probably do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely he would do that. I would almost bet to say it would be a child.
Could be. I'd warn his girlfriend. He has a girlfriend.
He does.
I haven't met her, but have you met her?
I've met her, yeah. She's cool in my book. she told Corbin she thought I was 25. So I said, that's awesome.
I heard that if somebody says they think you're that age, then you just become that age. Is that a thing?
Yeah,
You're...
Now I'm 25.
Yeah. Maybe it's only to that person, but like, so you're all different ages maybe.
Yeah.
Or it could be the most serious. I don't know how it works. There's something
I've never
there.
Heard that.
No? I thought that was
25.
I thought that was a thing. Cause
maybe she should follow me around and I'll actually.
When people guess that I get 24 a lot, unbearded. This was before pre-beard. Yeah. I would get 24 and I'm like, does that mean that's how old I am?
How old are you?
You know, I've said it on here plenty of times. I don't know why. I always play this game. Whenever someone, I'm just so accustomed to doing this whenever somebody asks my age, because I usually do it if I like start a new job, because it's really fun. or meet new people. But when people ask how old you are, it's fun to play the game, how old do you think I am? And then they'll say an age, and then you say, oh, really? And then you just change the subject. It works so well. I did it. I had it a giant for a while. Eventually, people caught on to the game, and they just kept asking me. And I just would never
like
tell.
Like customers or employees?
No, like employees. And then it gets to the point where, in reality, if you said your age, no one gives a shit. But
oh, really?
It becomes this thing where if you keep doing it longer and longer, I've learned, it's so much like they do care. Like, they don't care, but when you do that, they care.
It becomes their quest.
And then when you tell them, then they don't care anymore.
Really?
So, it's a fun game. You should try it out sometime. It's a great game. It might make you feel better. People maybe won't guess that you'll maybe get 30s a lot.
I do get, like, I actually ask, I've never asked people, but they'll automatically, when I tell them how old I am, they're like, I thought you were in your 30s.
It did hurt I sometimes joke around that I'm like, yeah, I'm 37. Like, but it hurts my feelings when people believe that could be true.
No way.
I've had people believe that, like, I think I did it real sarcastically, and I'm pretty sure one person I was working with actually thought that I was, like, at least in my 30s. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I look nowhere near.
No.
Especially late 30s. But
I think, like, just like association from, like, meeting, like, you and Dan and everybody, there's no way I would even think you were in your 30s.
Oh, maturity.
Not a level of
maturity.
No,
it's okay.
Nothing to do with maturity. I just,
Dan's maturity level is 12. Look at that. I don't even know what he's doing. What are you doing over there?
Drawing.
He's drawing.
Where'd you get the paper? Oh, from your bag.
Run with me.
you're drawing?
Drawing.
Drawings.
He's jawing.
Jawing.
He does weird things with his jaw anyway.
Nice.
Okay, so here's where we start. We're using it all. Don't worry. Don't think this was wasted conversation.
Oh, no, that's
okay.
Fine. That's...
We start.
I didn't say anything derogatory about my
we
life.
Start.
Yeah.
Yeah, we edit that in at the end.
Okay.
Okay, so the beginning of the show, you get to sing an intro song. So in the theme of the podcast, so the name Lip Service, and then you get to make a song leading into the episode. It's gonna, okay, so whenever you're ready, as long as you want, as short as you want.
Really? Wow, I don't usually sing.
It's okay.
It can
be a made up tune in your head. It could be over a song you know. Whatever.
All right, I got to think of something quick. I guess Jingle Bells is probably the easiest thing. It just keeps coming to my mind, Jingle Bells.
Doesn't
you don't accompany me with the guitar or anything?
I don't know how to play it.
Damn.
I can just strum it. I know some power chords.
Some power chords?
That probably won't be. I don't even know if it's in tune. Here we go. I don't have a pick.
It just fell on the floor.
Was there a pick?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Nate, is it in tune?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me warm up with the one thing I know. Hold on. I'm so bad at guitar. I never learned. Never had one lesson. Who am I? Ferris Bueller. You lose. All right. That's not. Oh, that's because I was doing it wrong. I'm terrible at guitar. Whoop. Okay, I was waiting for you. Hold on. Let me. So
what
my.
I
don't.
Is that my intro?
This, yeah. So you can do it over this cool tune I'm gonna play. Okay.
All right.
That exact one.
That
so you
exact
can do
one.
If If I mess up, just keep going, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not good at guitar. Here we go. Hold on.
Can I give your address out in the
Well, I'm only here for another month. Okay, so, cool. I mean...
Lip service, lip service, 346G, I'm here with Mad Lips, trying to play guitar with me, power chord on lip service, me, Matt, and Matt Beck.
Oh my God, I'm so good. I think I'm going to take it up. I think I'm going to take it up. I didn't screw up at all. I just didn't. It was.
That was definitely better.
I'm so good. Right. So we just pick up right where we left off. Look at that. Wait, we have to make it like we never stopped. Okay. Oh, look at those spikes in there.
Yeah, look at the spikes. That's all guitar. It's definitely not my voice.
Yeah, you have a little. You have a little girly voice. I mean, it's deep, but it's deep but girly at the same time.
Thanks. That's my mangina.
Do you have one of those?
No, I don't.
Oh, what is a mangina?
Isn't that when you tuck your cock and balls down between your legs?
But yeah, but there's no hole to put it in.
Your urethra, right?
Well, if you're tucking it in, that's it's just bare. There's just nothing there.
Yeah.
So.
I guess.
I mean, it can be a man. Just because it has the word vagina, it doesn't mean there needs to be a hole. Like, vaginas have holes. I know that. I'm pretty fluent on the female anatomy. God, I know all about vaginas. So this is the start of that podcast.
Yeah.
I introduce things. So you said your name in it, so I'm not even going to bother. I don't care. I don't introduce my guests. I don't care. I'm more important because I'm more important than they are. So I don't like to. I don't like to take away from me. Hi, I'm Matt Lips.
And I'm.
Nope. What did I just say?
I'm not here.
Well, you're here. I just I just don't want to acknowledge you.
That's cool. Just like at home.
Oh, your family hates you. It's okay. No one likes me enough for me to have.
That's cool.
Did that get sad? Did that get sad really fast?
I feel the pain.
I was going to say, it usually doesn't get sad this early. takes a little while.
We'll go back to that.
We'll get there. So we'll start off with topic numero uno. It's the same topic.
Okay.
Do you know what it is? You said you listened to my podcast.
It was nostalgia.
Oh, shit. Yeah. He didn't lie. How many episodes did you listen?
I listened to Dolan's, and then I started to listen to, I forget who it was. I can't remember who it was. And my difficulty is in the afternoon, the kids are like right there. And as soon as like some profanity comes out, I'm like, ah, shit.
We don't curse on this fucking podcast.
Dan edits those out.
Yeah, so listen for all the curses.
It's inappropriate.
Come on, they're gonna hear it sooner or later.
I'm totally fine with it. Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. If there's any profanity that pops on and my wife's in the house, it just gets shut off. And I'm like, I'm listening.
Like we went camping every weekend, so we took the turnpike. And like when we were on the turnpike and my dad was driving, it's like there were no kids in the car.
Yep.
We weren't there. I mean, to be fair, a lot of times we had our headphones on, but yeah, come on.
Wow. I never had headphones in the car when I was a kid.
And then my mom gets all shocked when I use
Yeah.
But yet you don't want – my argument was I used to like – she went on this really short thing of not wanting me to like listen to like parental advisory CDs. It's just like, and like she probably knew I listened to music with cursing in it, but like she, don't ask, don't tell. Like she didn't want to. She didn't want to know. I'm not gay. But my argument was just like, I'm like, Dad curses all the time. What the fuck's the difference?
Yeah,
right now,
right.
I'll drop curses in around my parents, but I still feel weird every time I do.
I remember the first time I think I cursed in front of my mom. I was mad at my father, and She asked me what was the matter. She was driving me somewhere, and I looked at him. I was like, "Dad is such a fucking dick." And she didn't know how to react. She just stared at me, and I don't even think she even said anything. Her face was just like total shock.
How old?
I was probably in junior high, so what, 12 or 13?
I'm pretty sure I was probably like at least 18. Like I was just so like I cursed all through like those years, but I mean like just not in front of the folks, because I'm like I don't think.
as my grandfather got older, he would curse in front of us all the time. He'd say like the craziest, he'd drop F bombs, but he was losing his mind too. So I mean,
old people tend to do that.
Yeah.
They lose their filter after a while. Like,
it's fun.
They lose
definitely
their
fun.
It is, but it isn't, because it can be fun, but then it can just be like to the point of like I don't want anyone to be around my dad or whatever. Yeah. Because they're gonna be like, this guy is pretty fucked
he's
up.
He's pretty racist, yeah, and pretty. He curses all the time.
Be like, you know what? If you're gonna be, why'd you move to Florida then? Because yes. And in that touristy area, they live in such a. I hate, like, I never, like, driving with my dad never was great. But now, I don't even want to be in the car with him.
Really?
Just because, like, no one knows how to drive except for him. And
he
gets mad at. I pick up, like, I inherited, because you inherit that. That's a gene. Like, I got that gene from
your
my
dad's
dad.
Driving
yeah,
gene.
It's like,
okay.
I got his driving gene. Like, I'm not that bad. I find myself, like, saying things that he would say. I find myself doing that all the time. But I'm like, I know I'm nowhere at his level of just pissed off at everyone. And just,
I've become more and more pissed off over the last few years and less patience than I had when I was younger. And I've just said in the last few weeks, I can see myself becoming more and more like my father, and it disturbs me.
See, I growing up, and even to this day, I'm like, I don't, like, growing up, I... living with my dad, I hated him. Like, I literally, like, for the utmost part. Like, I mean, it was probably more in, like, my, like, junior high school years than when I was a kid. But, I mean, it just got to the, like, more and more just, like, I can't. Like, I hate him because he would just have points where he, like, went off. Not, like, super bad where he's cursing at me and hitting me. Just like, you know, fuck you. You're a fucking dick. Like, I got to that point with him, and I'm just like, I hate him so much. But and number one thing I always said was, I'm like, I want to be nothing like him when I grow up. And I said to my mom, like, I don't want to be. And I think like he got that way from his mom, but I'm like, because his mom was a pretty strict lady, and so I'm like, I never want to. So I mean, I get certain things, certain characteristics of his, but my goal is to not be like that. But then again, who knows if I'll have kids to be like that with, but you know, whatever.
I don't want to be
that guy. The relationship got better when they moved, because I'm not living with him.
He's far away.
I'm great. Like, I see him, like, he can have his moments here and there when I go to visit, but for the most part, when you don't live with him anymore, those problems that were there aren't really there. So it's not like there was huge problems with him. It was just a fact of living in the house with him and dealing with, like, just bullshit.
Yeah,
so
I think probably the same age with me. I mean, my dad was just, he was the biggest asshole in the world. It was just ridiculous. I remember asking the high school counselor something about my relationship with my father, and he asked my dad to come in, and my dad was like, I'm not fucking going to school and talking to anybody about your problems. It's not my problem.
He always just told me I was
a sensitive man.
He just always told me I was going to the Navy when I got
I remember you saying
I'm
that
like,
before.
No. Yeah, that's a joke of mine that doesn't work that well. But I mean, it's true. He did. He always said that growing up. Like, he was in the Navy, so he's like, they'll straighten you out, blah, blah, blah. Like,
and my dad was in the Navy, too.
Yeah.
He always told me that was the branch. He never forced it, but he always told me that was the where to go. That was the place.
It's like, he can't make me join the Navy.
Yeah, who the hell is he?
Yeah, you can't.
Is he my dad?
But parents can't sign their kids up if they're not willing.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
It might be at some point somewhere, right? In some level of badness with a child.
I mean, they can send them to military school.
And that's
the
beginning.
That's
the catalyst that gets you into the rest of the life of military.
I don't think you're forced to join after you graduate. I don't think you're forced to join after that. I don't know. I've never been.
I've never been threatened with it.
I was only threatened with going into the Navy. Like, he was going to make me or something.
Hey. No, I don't know. I was...
So I got us way off the topic of nostalgia. I know, right? You can start it however you want to start it.
I was trying to think of this because I listened, and I think vacations, like, we used to go to the Poconos every year, and that sparks, like, a lot of nostalgia for me, like, the stuff that we used to do as kids, my sister and I growing up.
A lot of snowballs.
No, we always went. No snowballs. No,
you didn't pluck people with snowballs on them?
Oh, I did, yeah. Okay. Not in the Poconos. I did that in the Northeast. I did that when I was home.
Every time, vacations. Well, okay, every time I think of Poconos, all I think of is skiing and snow. That's we didn't Poconos, go, I just picture snow. What's there to do in the summer up there?
Ride bikes around, go fishing. My dad and I used to fish a lot all the time. Swim. Just... There was mini golf courses all over the place that my grandfather used to take us to. There was a yogurt stand that he used to take us to religiously every night of the week to get
every night
we would get
How are you not obese? What are you doing?
My sister was. I was. I didn't get the jimmies. She got them.
Is that what it is? All the calories are in the jimmies. Is that what it is?
It's the jimmies. It ain't the yo.
That's
probably, looking back, like, that was probably the best times that I remember as a kid. Because when we were home, it was always like a shitstorm, somebody yelling at somebody or getting in trouble for doing something. So
there was a lot of hostility in the home.
Like you said, I think my father was raised by a very strict set of parents, and he kind of iron-fisted us growing up, so it was just... It was a weird deal.
Literally, though. Oh, yeah.
It was a couple.
Like spankings or like worse than spank?
A little worse than spankings.
You know, they would always, I would get a lot of empty threats with the paddle. It would be like, they'd take the paddle off the wall, but it was always an empty threat.
Maybe
a total of twice. I don't actually remember, but I'm lucky. Pretty sure maybe it was a total of twice with the it was never, it never got to that. There was points of lots of yelling and anger, but I mean,
there was always yelling and anger between, you know, my father and me when I was growing up, but there was probably more beatings than yelling and anger. Cause probably one of the downsides to, I guess, Pocono vacation memories was probably 15 or 16, and I was just being a typical jackass teenager. And my parents' anniversary was the month that we would go away on vacation every year, and I was just being an asshole towards my mom. And I came out of the shower, and I went into my bedroom to change in the cabin we had, and he walked in, and he pinned me against the wall with his forearm, and he told me that if I ruined my mother's anniversary, he would pretty much end me. So you know, it was a threat, but he was a large man. He was a Philly cop, so I'm sure he had ways of disposing of my body.
Nowadays, like nowadays, he'd probably be in prison. Because back then, it's like it wasn't. It's not that it was tolerated back then, but today it's a much larger issue. Exactly. I mean, it's a much. That's if you told anyone. Like when I say yelling in mine, it was always one sided. I took everything. I didn't really dare argue. I took the yelling, and then I went up and I said to myself how much I hate him and want him to die.
Yeah.
that was all it was.
Yeah. But no, I mean, like, yeah, the Poconos, all the times with my grandparents. My grandfather growing up was just he was comical. He would always do stuff to make us laugh as a kid. He always was the one, like, hanging balloons between his legs. And my grandmother would be, you know, yelling at him, Walter, knock it off. The kids are young.
Are you sure they were balloons?
Yeah, they were balloons.
Just hanging brain?
No, it wasn't hanging brain.
He had just very large balloons.
Large testicles.
Balloon-sized testicles.
It was stuff like that. I mean, it's got to be what it was. I mean, because, say, coming home and being home during the school year and, you know, being paranoid that something's going to go wrong and dad's going to yell, there's nothing that sparks nostalgia there.
So that would make you a baby of the it would be late 60s, early 70s. What is it? Baby
I was
of
born
the 70s?
In 1970. Yeah.
You were born in 70. Yeah. I could have done the math. I was just trying to think it in relative.
I thought maybe there was a calculator behind it.
No, I was trying to think in relative to how old I am.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was just trying to do it that way. But that would make sense because I'm still thinking I'm earlier 20s. I'm not.
37.
I just know I'm in the 20s. So I was doing the math. That's right. I'm 37. And
that depresses you when people say that.
Oh my God.
That.
If I was, when I turn 30, I'm going to off my, no. That's when I tell everyone that's my midlife crisis. I think I've said it on here plenty of times, yeah. But that's my,
I can't remember. 30 for me was kind of, I think it was easy. I was totally inebriated and I don't remember much of it at all. So it was pretty, I was right before I got divorced. It was like a few months before I went through with my divorce. I turned 30. So I was hammered drunk. I don't remember much of it.
So what's changed besides the wife?
Yeah. Right. I woke up naked when I was 30 from being drunk one of the few times. No, I don't do that much anymore now.
So no kids with that one though, right? You don't have to.
I have
to,
a child
do
from
you?
The first one.
So you'd still have to deal with her a little bit then.
Yeah, not still as got much some, now.
She remarried?
She's remarried twice after me.
There you go.
That
so
puts her at a total of six marriages.
They learned. So you weren't even number one.
No, I was like number three.
Oh, she knows how to get the men.
Yeah, she sure she does. She doesn't know how to keep them, but she knows how to get them.
She knows how to get that ring.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, she knows how to get that ring.
Yeah, definitely.
Did she trick you into it? Now that you think about it, think back. Think way back. She tricked you into it, didn't she? She forced your hand.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So she knows what to do to get that ring on the finger.
I think it was picked out and waiting on the bedside table for me when I came home, the ring that I was going to give her.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, man, but back in the 70s, what was that even like? Oh my God, everything was black and white, right?
Yeah, everything
just
was
black
and
people were
white.
Black and white. Well, everything. I mean, not like that. I mean, like the grass was black and white.
Yeah.
Like I
know what you
mean,
not racially.
Yeah,
black and
not
white.
Yeah. So
there wasn't actually when I was in elementary
when
school.
When did color start?
I think it was probably like maybe junior high, probably like 1982.
You didn't even have the oversized cell phones. Just none at all.
There was no cell phone.
I mean,
nothing. There was no handheld game systems.
How did you get anywhere? Like, how did you find where you were going? Like, that's, I mean, how did you get from when you didn't know where the place was? How'd you even get there? Like, that's,
I relied on my father's directional abilities.
How many times did you make plans and then you never ended up finding the person you were meeting up with?
Yeah.
How many times did that happen?
I don't know, man. I think about it now and I don't know how people,
you think,
survive.
They bailed out on you, but they didn't bail. You just,
I was
you
in
just
the wrong
missed
place.
Wrong connections.
Yeah.
Exactly. They
I
said,
don't know. I never went many places, school and home. That was pretty much it.
They said, let's meet by Sears. You heard Strawberry. Yeah. And you just never found
which
each
Sears?
Other.
There's a couple different Searses. Which Sears am I going to? Oh, Searses?
Man, that Sears. Just is.
It was weird. I mean,
I didn't get my first cell phone there till I was 18. I think that's
trying to think
and
of when I
and
got
that was
mine.
Just a really shitty one too. My first cell phone was 18. I still had to rely on Encarta because
18.
I think it was 18, and yeah, school would have been much easier now because I mean everything
you can find everything.
Your homework
on your phone.
Is on Google, right? I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't. Maybe
I don't
they.
Know. I don't
maybe
do
they.
Homework.
I know. Maybe they changed things up. Maybe they made it harder because of the internet. But like, I feel like if you have a question on homework, all you need to do is type in a Google box, and there's your answer.
It's probably right.
I mean, writing paper, you can't take word for word plagiarize wise. Like,
no, you
if
can't.
You're writing
oh,
a paper,
yeah.
But I mean, all the answers for probably most of your homework has to be just right there.
Pretty much.
I probably would have been a good student.
Now, like, with having little kids that are in elementary school, like they literally have a class that the parents can go to learn how to do the homework with the student.
Which I think
is bullshit, because I've done homework. I don't do it anymore. They do it when I come home, and if it's wrong, I don't check it. I don't sign off on it, because I'm not responsible for it being wrong. I don't.
It's irresponsible. You should.
It is.
You
it's
do,
very
you should,
irresponsible.
You should do it with them.
Oh, yeah.
So
sure.
They learn.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're a terrible father.
I
think I'm going to have two kids. One kid I'm going to send to school, and the other one I'm going to just give a phone to, and then we'll see which one turns out better.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I'll give them some work. They have to be able to... All their answers are on there, though. So I'm just like, just give the other one the internet, and then the other one goes to school. But they say school just teaches you how to learn. Like, that's what school's for. School's not for actually... It teaches you, like, math and, like, certain things, but, like, they say a lot of the stuff is just teaching you how to learn things.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because I talked to my oldest daughter about it, and she tells me, like, how many credits she needs to graduate from high school. I forget which, so, like, maybe 26 credits.
Oh, so she's almost 18. How? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I think when I graduated from high school, you needed like 16 or 18 credits.
I have no idea.
It was just a social experience.
It was pretty much
me.
You need to get credits from all the classes you took.
You
and then
show up once and you get a credit and then put a cap and gown on and you're out the door. But no, the homework, that's a big thing with me because I can't. I guess you would consider me a bad father. I don't do it with them.
No, that was an LOL JK. But you help them if they have questions.
Oh yeah, I help them by when the youngest one asks a question, I got the middle one and say, "Here, you help her. I'll be in the other room.
I'm just
looking at Facebook or
googling
something.
Yeah, I'm just gonna yell Google it. Be like, "Hey, help! Do you know that? Google it.
Yeah, right. Just Google.
The only thing I feel like you couldn't learn from the internet in itself is like math. I mean, like more standard math and probably basic math. Like, I feel school's good for math purposes. Everything else is on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, but now math now is, I mean, that's the reason the schools have a class that I can take as a parent. So I know
they have
how
something
to do
called new math. Now,
yeah.
Right.
And it's
right?
Something fucking like beyond belief with, I think I've said before when I'm out, like lattice work and all kinds of craziness. And I'm like, I get so frustrated. I'm like, this is not, yeah, how you add. You put the number on the top, the number on the bottom, and they equal down. And my daughter's like drawing pictures on papers with crisscrosses.
You need to go down and lay down the iron fist and tell them, listen,
this shit just ain't working for me.
This is stupid.
It's like, very dumb.
You're teaching these kids to be morons.
Yeah.
Just think about the term in itself. You're calling it new math. Just think of it that way. Be like, really think about it. You are calling it new math.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all you had to say.
It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
You had to add the word new to it. Mm-mm. Just go back to old math.
Yeah, just
please.
Go back to
just
the
go
old
back
stuff.
To old. Do you mind if I just teach them old math?
I'll teach them the old way, and then you can fight with them what should be new when they get in class.
Yeah, listen, when you guys are teaching new math, let her put headphones on, yeah, and I'll teach her new math. I'll teach her old math at home.
Sit her in a bathroom and let her do whatever, and I'll handle it when she gets home.
Have they added any new numbers since I've been out of school,
I
too?
Think
have
they much added all new the same. Numbers? It starts with zero and goes to
there's not a
infinity.
New number in between 1 and 10? They didn't add anything?
Well, I throw them in there when our six-year-old's counting, when she gets past 10, when she was after kindergarten, like starting to count past 10, and I throw in like 11 teens or 12 teens just to piss her off and throw her off.
They shouldn't. That's coming. That's going to be the new math.
Yeah,
this
that's
going to be
new math. 11:30.
11:10.
11:35. Tonight we were right before I came here. We were doing homework, and she was supposed to ask us all for single, double, and triple digit numbers. And she asked me for the triple digit number, and I told her 624. And she's like, "I said triple digit, Dad." That's the new math. Cannot determine a triple digit number.
I just remember, like, a while ago, my nephew was talking about it. My nephew had my half sister and nephew. They were saying something about new math. I'm like, what? I was like, is that a thing?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's like, so ridiculous.
Is that real?
That's why I hate coming home early or being the first one home, because it means I got to do homework and get dinner ready. And
do they have any cell phone classes?
No, they don't. But the first computer class our youngest went to, because we had an iPad, the first computer class she went to, she got up on the table and started putting her finger across the computer screen, thinking that was the way to work every computer.
This one, my computer's a touchscreen, but I don't even use that feature that much, honestly. Like, I thought I'd use it a lot more with this computer. But I don't even use the cell phones, obviously. But my computer, I don't use it as much. I'm not on my actual computer a lot, though, either.
Well, if you have
a cell phone. Because I have a cell phone and a laptop, and it's just like, so I'm not even on it that much. I bought it because
to do podcasts?
It's nice. And not even for that. I could probably do that on my laptop. But I thought I was going to play more games on it, and I didn't. Like, Like, I used to love StarCraft. I bought StarCraft 2 like the day it came out years ago. I don't think I've ever... I think I've played it like twice.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm not a big gamer. By the way, side note. What did you say you have to be there at 7? What time do you have to be there?
7:15-ish.
Okay, because I don't want to rush it. It's 6:30 now. I don't want to rush anything, but I know you have to get there.
It's only like, what, 5 minutes away? So it's not that far. So, but you were going to give me a ride,
but,
right?
But the weather.
I mean, and the traffic. And yeah, there's potholes.
Oh, my God. The traffic is insane.
And the potholes. I thought you guys were giving me a ride. I walked here.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I drove.
Listen. my car's in the shop. I feel like, isn't it new? No, it's in the shop.
It's in the shop. It's got this thing. It was the auto-ramic
converter.